Vivian, back in 1990, when you were only 13, you debuted with the orchestra we just heard, the Israel Philharmonic. And I'm just wondering, in the 29 years since then, how would you say you've matured as a violinist?
Wow, it's that long ago. I never thought of that. Well, I think, first of all, obviously, I have explored so much repertoire since the age of 13. And it's I just feel very grateful that I've had these opportunities to, you know, explore the repertoire further, to get so many insights from, you know, some amazing musicians that I have been fortunate to work with. And I just like to, I like the idea of being able to hopefully, you know and keep getting to know more and more about all these pieces that I'm fortunate enough to perform.
If you could go back and talk to your 13-year-old self, what would you tell her about the world of music performance?
Probably not to worry, because I think a 13-year-old is just has something to say on, you know, on her. It's just perfectly fine to expressing what he or she feels at that age, and I think it's completely fine. And probably that's very different from what a, say, 30, 40, 50-year-old musician would do. But the beauty of music is, I think, that, you know, through the black notes on white paper that you have to, well, not you have to, but you are about to turn into music, you have your own personality to kind of form the music that you think you feel or you would like to express, and it probably will be quite different for a 13-year-old or a, you know, an adult musician, I guess. And both ways, I think, have a fair right to be heard.
Well, Vivian Hogner, thanks for speaking with me, and best of luck with your performances this weekend with the Utah Symphony.
Thank you so much for that talk, Eric.